Oh, come the fuck on. Why did I open it that way? I never opened a can of beer that way.
I'm in town and Dakota gets all messed up.
Sorry, I'm hot and bothered.
I don't blame you. A lot of
people. Welcome back to Hell, a.k.a. Wrench Jockey Radio. A little bit of a special episode. Have we had an in-person interview yet? Like, since we started doing the interviews? We started one. We couldn't finish it.
No.
Congratulations, you're the first one. And actually the first re-interviewee after finishing an interview, Built C-Max was the one that we had to come back to his interview because it went on for so fucking long.
I didn't get to finish the first one.
Yeah, yet. The fucking first one. But back again, and actually in town, is Moonshine Martin.
Howdy, howdy, let's get rowdy.
Live in the flesh, he's here.
Live in the flesh. He's just fucking... Well, Moonshine, what are you up here for?
A lot of things.
A lot of things?
Mainly a dentist appointment.
Motherfucker drove 4 hours for a dentist appointment.
Hey, free is better than cheap.
Mm. This is true.
In some standards. It was a much needed trip.
Okay. What else did you take care of while you were up here?
Turbo is finally fixed.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, I got that taken care of.
It's only been since, what, UCC?
Yes.
Yeah, UCC. I heard it at UCC. Let's see, we went to Tennessee 3 times on it.
Mm.
Up here once for Shipshawana last year.
Mm-hmm.
It went, I'm trying to think where else. It's got some miles on a Hurt turbo.
And now it's fixed.
Yeah.
What size turbo is it?
This is a 468.
468.
5-blade.
And the reason you had to get it rebuilt was?
Somebody may have had one too many... Brewskis putting it back. So, whoops. Forgot to tighten the V-band housing.
Yeah.
You know. They won't hear about it, so it's whatever.
Yeah. They were like, I don't know why it did this. And I'm like, I don't know either. Just fix it.
Just, yeah. So you had a fucking chewed up wheel, didn't you?
Yeah. Chewed up the compressor wheel. And then the front bearing had a small groove in it.
Mm.
And then, I guess, yesterday when I was pulling it, I may have hit one of the exhaust housing blades.
Oh, sure.
Because they're like, man, that blade looks bent. And then when they were measuring them, there was two of them that were bent. Whoops. But it's all fixed, so.
Motherfucker just said whoops.
I didn't know. It ran great, guys.
I don't fucking believe you. Look at you. You got the same color lighter I get.
Yeah, black.
Fuck yeah. Black's my lucky color.
Yeah. It's my favorite color.
Well, yeah, it's my favorite color, too. That's why it's my lucky color. Does anybody else here have a lucky number?
54.
Do you?
I don't think so.
Mine's 24.
Why is it 24?
Jeff Gordon, duh.
Fuck Jeff
Gordon. Fucking hate Jeff Gordon.
This is Tony Stewart's house, bitch.
No. This isn't Earnhardt Country.
Fuck Jeff Gordon. Fuck Kyle Busch.
Fuck. Dude,
everyone says fuck Kyle Busch.
The first time I ever heard my mom say fuck, it was fuck Kyle Busch.
That's so fucking funny. For those who haven't seen it, this is something that's been cracking me up for like weeks now, there's an Instagram page called NASCUM.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
They just clip like pieces of NASCAR like TV and... It's just, like, talking about the drivers, and it's like,
Kyle Busch is gonna come!
Yeah, Kyle Busch is coming! And, like, see, you can't come here, but you can come around this way. Yeah, shit like that. So it's just, like, out of context, it's hilarious. Fuck yeah. Now, my favorite number is 24, because I decided, I think, when I was really young, that I liked the number 24, because you can divide it so many different ways. Any multiple of 12, you can divide a bunch of different ways. I just picked 24. So it's just
who the fuck picks a lucky number based on math?
Me.
Well, you were always odd for a reason.
I still have this habit, actually. I always liked adding numbers and stuff together, and I think that's partially why I like building motors, just because it's numbers and stuff like that. But like every time I look at a digital clock, I quickly add all the numbers together. For no reason.
I'm not going to say nothing because I do the same shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always do that. this guy don't do it. I see 318 and I just say 12.
Yep.
The time 318 is the number 12.
And I'm not a math guy, and I even
I
do
don't
that.
Do that.
I do. If you just add the 3 and the 18, it's 21.
Yeah.
Or if you add all the numbers together individually, it's 12. Oh. And to me, it's funny.
We might be stupid, but we ain't dumb. Yeah.
To me, it's funny, too, that it's backwards. If you do that one way, it's 12. You do it the other way, it's 21. And I find that super interesting. For absolutely
never
no
done
reason.
It.
Really?
Really.
I do that all the time.
I
seriously?
I do it quite often.
No, I've never done it.
But I can't do it with, like, a number clock. It's got to be a digital clock.
Yeah, it has
only.
To be a digital clock. Yeah, I can't do the analog clock with the arms and stuff
no.
like that.
Kids.
Fucking kids. Fuck you.
We just showed how smart we was.
No,
how
I think
smart we,
just...
we was.
See, exactly.
This motherfucker's so from Kentucky.
I ain't know. No.
Sounds awfully Kentucky to me.
I live on the creek. I'm not in Kentucky, though.
Can you spit in Kentucky?
No.
You live in Kentucky.
I can't spit in it,
yeah,
though.
Bullshit. Now, I'm not buying what you're selling
I
right
am
now.
40 minutes away from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's Kentucky.
You know
no.
what? In his defense, that's just as bad as telling us we're from Michigan. I fucking hate Michigan. Michigan drivers are the worst on the face of the
earth. Dude, Michigan drivers are ass.
I don't fucking get it either, because the second you cross the line into Michigan, the speed limit goes up.
Yeah, by like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, and the second you cross it the other direction, it goes down, obviously. But they, like, cross the Indiana line, like the northern Indiana line, and it's all of a sudden they won't drive.
Yeah.
Like, in a 55, guaranteed them motherfuckers are doing 45.
So, on the way up here, everyone, since it was misting, everyone couldn't drive. Except this one guy in his T900. This guy was on a mission and would not get out of the fucking fast lane. Me and him passed probably 30, 40 trucks. And every time he get an opening to get over, you know, you usually get over as a truck driver. Nah, he said, fuck me. So every time I'd get in the slow lane to pass his ass, we'd get up to another truck or car.
And you just get right back behind him.
Yeah, I just get right back behind him.
What trailer was he pulling?
Just a fucking dry van.
Just a dry van trailer.
Just a dry van. He's just hauling him out with a dry van.
Motherfucker, that toilet paper had to go.
He was in a hurry to get somewhere fun.
Fuck yeah. Ah. So, got anything new going on with that old fucking pick-em-up truck there, yeah? Since the last time we talked? When did we talk last on the podcast? When did we record you? Was it? It was before Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
I believe so.
I believe it was before Thanksgiving.
All I know was it was Monday night, and I ended up getting drunk.
We did record you on a Monday night. I can't... When the fuck... Was it October?
I think maybe? I think it might have been. Hell, I don't know.
I know. I for some reason, for a fact, want to say that it was before Thanksgiving.
I know it was before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I don't remember when exactly it was.
The truck was still at the house.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There's people working in the shop tonight, so we're actually recording at a different location than normal. So this is just weird.
They didn't want me to sit on the couch. They gave me a little rolly chair and said, have fun.
So, what is going on with the truck?
Pretty much a total rebuild, I want to say. Nothing too crazy, you know. Just bigger injectors, bigger fuel.
Okay.
Different converter. Going bigger air now.
You gonna put a bottom end in it?
Nope.
Remember what we talked about last time with Moonshine? This motherfucker don't do nothing until it has to happen.
Yeah. When it breaks, that's when we fix it. I have a spare motor for a reason, and I just bought your block off you for another reason.
I'm going to send you home with a set of LBZ rods.
I'm okay with that.
Unless you're not going to put them in, then I'm just going to keep them.
I'll put them in. They stock?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try it. Hell, call me. Here we go. I'm going to be like C-Max. I'm going to start Frankenstein and stock shit together.
Fucking do it, dude.
I'll do it.
Fucking that guy in building Duramax.
I have
awesome.
So much respect for him.
Oh, yeah.
The dude is honestly a wizard almost.
Mm-hmm. The Gale Banks videos are funny.
Yes.
Dude, the Gale Banks videos are so funny. Come on.
Fuck Gale Banks.
Fucking Gale Banks. Gale Banks gets credit because he was really... He is knowledgeable.
He is very knowledgeable.
But some of his stuff is just like...
Oh, I better turn my vibrate off so I don't get yelled at again.
I thought you should have left that at home.
Well, you know. Fuck this phone.
You got a vibrator in your ass?
You know what, whatever. If the guy who bitched about it last week wants to bitch again, fuck you.
Did somebody bitch about it last
week? Yeah, they're like, who the fuck? That was my question last week. Or this week or something. And they're like, who the fuck's phone kept vibrating and dinging and shit on the podcast?
You talking about, like, the Instagram questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you. You never answer mine.
You post on it?
If it's any consolation, he never answered mine either.
God forbid, they're always stupid for the most part.
Did you ask me something this week?
No, actually, I didn't. This was the first week I didn't. I said, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm going to see him in person.
Hey, you know what? At least he asked you shit. You don't ever respond to mine. Fuck that guy.
I see you every day!
No, him!
What?
He doesn't ask me. He doesn't ask questions when I put mine out.
I don't.
Look, I'm just a fucking couch and a meal to this guy.
To be honest, the only reason I've kept up with him is to see how long it would go before I got answered.
What are you asking me?
Just stupid shit.
Oh my god.
Probably the same thing I do.
Just completely just something random.
I can't remember the last time you replied to one of them.
Because you don't ever reply. What's the point? You piece of shit.
Yeah, this is why we can't have nice things, damn it.
Look, the alcoholic's preaching to us.
Did the alcoholic!
I'm staying quiet now.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about how much liquor moonshine just put in a cup.
Hi.
There was a half.
Imagine that. Alcoholics on Wrench Jockey Radio.
Imagine that. A guy named Moonshine drinking alcohol.
Do I want to say there's another... No, there's not. For some reason, I thought that there was another bottle of liquor in the freezer, but I don't think there is. No, there's not.
There was a bottle of Jim Beam Apple, but Kyle and I,
Kyle.
You put that guy to night.
Yeah, you guys put that thing to night.
Crown's got maybe one more good round in him.
Yeah, that Crown bottle's got one more good round
in him. I am not a Crown, so I will drink Crown. I am a Jack guy through and through.
Oh, you know what? I got a bottle of Bullet at home, too.
Oh. Oh.
You don't like Bullet, or you and Bullet have a history?
Me and Bullet have a history.
Oh, no.
Cheating son of a bitch.
you got a story about it you want to tell?
No, it don't agree with me, and I don't agree with it.
Oh, okay.
I like.
So, hold on. I'm gonna fuck this up. Is that Marker's Make or Maker's
Mark? Maker's Mark. Maker's
okay, Mark. So it's Marker's Make to me. You know why? I got so fucked up on it when I was 16 at a tractor show. We were doing a hayride at night. It's like the officers always did a hayride. And so, you know, me being me, I was an hour from home. I said, hell yeah, I'm getting drunk. I have no responsibilities now. So I'm in tight with all these guys, and I'm on this hayride, and they're passing this thing around. Well, it tasted good at first. Coming up, it don't taste so well.
Oh, shit.
I don't really like, hot take, I don't really like Makers.
I hate it. I can't do it. The only thing I've ever been able to recover from getting a bad drunk experience is Fireball. I can do it now, again. Yeah. But it has to be fucking from the Arctic. It has to be
nice and
it
cold.
Has to be fucking -80,000 degrees. Like, it has to be as frozen as it can get. I can't do it warm. If I do it warm, I instantly get sick off of it.
Oh, and that's how I am with Jaeger. It has to be that negative. Like, Jaeger's like at, what, -18 degrees Celsius is the perfect temperature for Jaeger or something like that.
I can do Jaeger warm-ish. It's got to be pretty cold, though. It's got to be cool. Pretty cool.
True.
But back to Makers. I got so drunk off of it. When I told everyone I was going back to camp and I was going to bed, I turned around, I waved, and I just instantly walked backwards off the wagon. I ate shit, and I laid there. I laid there for a solid hour before I moved again.
Oh, my God.
I was sleeping in so I had a Ford Ranger at the time.
Okay.
And I had a pappy cap on it, and I was sleeping in the back of it. I don't remember making it back to the truck. I just remember waking up with the tailgate down and a pile of puke underneath. Like, my head was hanging over the tailgate. My neck was sore as shit when I woke up from just hanging off the tailgate. It was a bad day. And I looked at it one time, like, I need to redeem. No. Mm-mm. I went to do a shot of it, and it just was instantly, bleh! No, it was a bad day.
What, you get, like, get it up by your nose?
I got
like,
it. Oh, I got oh. it there.
Yeah.
And just Vietnam. Charlie in the tree! Charlie in the tree! Yeah, that was a bad experience. I will never drink it again.
That same kind
just looking at the bottle gives me the ick. It's like, eh.
That same kind of deal. like, where you're, like, hanging off the tailgate, you know, and there's puke on the ground. Like, that, like, 2 years ago, like, we've talked about this a little bit. 2 years ago on Thanks, like, on Blackout Wednesday, that's kind of when I, like, remember, like, Halfway's coming to and shit like that, is me just, like, slumped over in that fucking chair and looking up at Nate and being like, he's like, you all right, buddy? And I just start,
oh. So, I'll be honest, this was the first year, so 23 was the first year that I went out on Thanksgiving Eve.
Really? Oh, Blackout Wednesday?
Yeah, this was the first time, like, I went out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even plan on going out. I was just bebopping through town, I was hungry. I was like, I'm just gonna run to McDonald's or something. And we have a restaurant called Hilltop. It used to be Crazy Dogs, is what they used to call it.
Okay.
So I stopped there, and it used to be an old hotel. So, and this place maybe could fit, like, 50 people. It's yeah. like max. Like, it is okay, extremely yeah. small. Like, it's no bigger than this room.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, man, screw it. I'll stop and see who's there. They were sitting out on the sidewalk drinking. There were so many
people. Oh, fuck yeah!
And the worst part was it was a class reunion. I had seen people that
oh,
I
no.
had... I seen people that I had not seen since 2017. Like, I had Shit. Seen so many people from when I was in school, like, it was nuts. And you couldn't get in the place. I waited 20 minutes just to get my first drink. So, obviously, me being smart enough, I ordered three. So, I'm trying to walk through a crowd of people with three drinks in my hand, trying to drink one. It was a bad day. But what sucks is they close at midnight.
Oh.
They don't stay open.
Okay.
Well, now we have another bar called Midtown because it's the middle town. It's the rough of the rough. The only nice place, like, they don't take credit card. It's cash only. They have an ATM, but it's cash only.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Hey, don't drink that now.
I ain't gonna.
But the only nice place about it, besides the cigarette smoke, is a pool table. They have two pool tables. And
yeah.
there is enough room to play pool.
Okay, cool.
So it's nice. Well, we're all fucking... Everyone's feeling good, and since they close at midnight, they stayed open till 1 on Thanksgiving Eve, if I remember right. We all went to Midtown and packed that place out. And, you know, I don't know how I made it home. I don't remember going home. And this is the middle of town, so you have to drive down Main Street.
Yeah, you have to
pass
get...
the police department.
You have to
pass
get
the
out
sheriff's
of town.
Department. Getting home, yeah. Got home. I woke up at, like, 10 a.m., and every year for Thanksgiving, I buy a gallon of Wild Turkey. It's the only time I drink... It's the only time I drink Wild Turkey is on Thanksgiving. So, and my goal for this year was to finish the gallon. I had it...
I vaguely remember this.
I had it pounded in my head that I was going to finish this gallon. I made it halfway through. I did pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
I started at 10 a.m. As soon as I got up, I felt it. I'm like, nope, I gotta go right now. First thing, I was still in my boxers. No one was there. I walked to the kitchen, grabbed me a handful of ice, threw it in a cup, and started pouring the Wild Turkey.
That's the best and worst part of a hangover is, like, the second, like, and this, once again, makes us sound like alcoholics. We're functioning alcoholics. But when you wake up and you feel like shit, the first thing you do,
if you know
you have to drink today,
yes.
you go make a drink.
And that's the thing. You can't hesitate about it. You have to
you
do it.
You just got
to
get up
you
and gotta go.
You got to do it right then and there. They're like, there's no taking a shower to see if you can feel better. No. The first thing, you make the drink and then get in the shower with the drink. That's how you have to do that.
Yes.
It's either you're going to feel like shit the rest of the day, or you're going to start pounding them and go all night. There's no in between.
There's a commitment here to being a piece of shit.
Yes, there is a commitment to being a functioning alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is.
I don't think I've ever waken up and went straight to pounded drinks.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I'll
Does that make me better or worse than you?
Eh.
I don't do it so much these days because there's rare occasions where I get super fucked up, and I know the next day I'm getting super fucked up again.
Yeah.
That's honest. I admit that. As I've gotten a little bit older, it's like...
Yeah.
And I have found out, so, since I've had my boy, I have slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
But I haven't realized that until, like, you really sit down and think about it. I pretty much almost stopped cold turkey. Like, there was a long, there was like three or four months, like.
You just flat
and,
out.
And I am that person, like, I don't have to drink to have fun. Like, no. I can go out all night, hang out with the boys, and we could even be in a bar, and I don't have to drink to have fun.
No.
And, you know, that's one of the, I guess, the better things about me, I could say. Like, I like, because, you know, people have that addiction where they have to do it to have fun. And
no, I'm not I can take it or leave it.
Yeah. But since me having my boy, I've slowed down a lot. And I didn't realize this till I went up to my birthday this year. So, I went out.
Yeah.
We went to Top Golf at like 2 o'clock. I had the second largest tab in my life at Top Golf for an hour and a half, 2 hours, I think we played.
Fuck. So, did you do that like reserve a lane sort of deal?
Yeah,
like,
so I booked a lane for me and my buddies, and then
I did that one time.
Yeah.
And you gotta meet the quota.
No, this was just, if you wanted more time, you bought it at the end. And I think I bought like an extra half an hour. I'm not sure.
Okay. The way that I did Topgolf at one time is like, okay, so, oh, you know what this is. I don't know if you've ever been there. But the PBR bar in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it on here.
Yeah,
yeah, so
you
it's
get,
like, what, $2,500, $2,300 or something?
So the way to do it is you get a bunch of people together, and Topgolf works the same way. It's a different number.
Yep.
But you go to PBR bar, you're like, it's $2,500 for the booth. You pay the $2,500, right? And you get like 10 people. That works out to $250 a person. And you have a place to drink the entire night, and drinks just keep getting passed to you as long as you're ordering them. Well.
No, you have to spend the.
Yeah, you have to spend
the booth is free. But you gotta
spend. You have to spend the money you put down.
You have to spend $2,500 or whatever the number is on alcohol.
Yeah. I'm coming at this from the wrong direction.
We do this all the time.
Yeah, I started from the other end. He started from the actual beginning. Yeah, I'm working through this backwards. He's working from it from the front. You reserve. Yeah, the booth is free as long as you meet the quota. So like at Top Golf, you can do that.
Yeah,
I think it was like, I can't even fucking remember. I went down there for my buddy's birthday and we all went in on it. But like we were like. Getting towards like the last 15 minutes, and we're like, give us 5 of these appetizers. Give us 10 of these fucking this, that, or the other. We're like,
they'll get shoved in our pockets to go home. We'll take, but we'll get it.
PBR, even if you, so if you spend $2,300, you're still paying $2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you gotta pay the difference.
Yeah.
That's not bad, Dale.
It's not. And it, nah, you and get, if you spend more than that,
it just goes up.
It just goes, yeah.
You just pay the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That ain't bad at all.
But it's fucking it. Have you been there?
I have never been. Dude.
Like $200. And you can order bottles. You get bottle service. Yeah. All your drinks are service. They come around. You tell them what you want that round.
And it's
right there. Every. And when you order a bottle, the girls come out. They have a sign that has, you know, it says like round whatever on it. They bring the bottle.
Yep.
So what I'm hearing is, since we've talked about Diesels of New York now, we're going to go to Matt's this year.
And do a fucking booth instead.
And we're going to get a booth. I've never been. And I told you last year, the first time I met you, I've never been to Matt's. It's in my back fucking yard. I want to go.
And I'm torn right now about going to Matt's. Because I would like to go to Matt's, but I don't know if we're going to. Diesels of New York and Matt's are at the same.
Yeah, same I remember time you saying that. And I'm like, damn. Because
even if they were a weekend apart, that's a lot of traveling in 2 weekends.
That
it's also a lot of fucking money. Yeah, like, well,
I could see for you guys, it's a lot. Like I said, Louisville's only like an hour and a half from me. If you're on it, it's 2 hours.
From my house, it's 4 hours and 5 minutes.
That's how far it is from my house to Stainless Diesel.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
pretty spot on. So anyway, we're going to Matt's.
Yeah, yeah, that math makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll fucking see moonshine. God damn it!
No. We're gonna set this in stone on recordings. So when you ditch, I can bitch about it for the next year.
We've already had it set in stone for like 3 months. We're not going to Matt's.
Well, you know, I throw a monkey wrench in things.
Fucking moonshine.
He shows up for one day and he goes, "Oh, by the way, you're going to Matt's anyway."
Moonshine's like, "Watch this. Here's a pipe wrench and this fucking huge gear you guys are turning. It's jammed."
We will have a. Hopefully, a super special guest at UCC this year. Cult.
Oh my god! Is he gonna? Oh yeah,
he said he wants to come down this year.
Yes,
him and Katie.
Yes. So okay. So and you don't know who this is, but Culp is the owner of the shop that Dakota used to work at when Dakota got really big into pickups and really started learning pickups and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's like, in my opinion, like one of the top couple diesel performance guys in the area.
Yeah, I know 90% of what I know because of that man.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
The fact that, like, in this, how old is Colt?
40. I figured this out the other night with him.
So we can have some fun with this feller.
Oh, we can.
I don't think you understand how much life Colt has lived.
This motherfucker has lived a lot of life, but the problem is, like, he won't come out and have the fun that we have, you and I have.
So, in other words, we got to have the fun during the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Culp
but
is
see, I'm all about that. So last year, I
love... And you know, well, and I assume you know this, because you didn't see me, but I didn't go to any after parties last year. I went back to the B&B and went to bed.
You know, I'm not gonna complain.
Watch this motherfucker doesn't remember a goddamn after party.
No, I remember every after party, because, believe it or not, you know, Friday night, I didn't drink at all. I got up.
You didn't drink Friday night? I meant sober moonshine?
You meant sober moonshine first. That's a sad part. Believe it or not, I did a pull off a Crown bottle. This kid walked up and he's like, anyone want to pull? And me being me, give me that motherfucker.
I'll take a pull off this bottle.
And the dude followed me on Instagram and he's seen something I posted. He's like, dude, I was the dude that gave you a pull at UCC. He's like, give this man his keys. I'm sober. I did a decent fucking pull.
Special guest?
Hold on.
Is it Ron?
Yes, dear.
Oh.
No, we're actually currently recording.
It's Ron. Come to the shop. We'll throw you in the monkey wrench of things.
Where are you at? Oh.
Ron's already there.
Ron is already at the... Sorry.
Time slipped away.
This is on me.
How far is Wings from here?
Come to the shop. I will drive you to Wings or something like that. Or you can drive. I don't fucking care. But I will
Dakota,
take it
do the glock glock for you.
Why the fuck am I getting voluntold?
All right, come to the shop.
You don't have as much facial hair. And
so?
All right, love you. Bye.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Where Ron's at is only like, it's like 10 minutes from now.
Why didn't you tell us Ron was on his way, you dick?
I didn't tell me.
We've been at this for 27 minutes. No one's looked at their phones.
Yeah, Ron did. Yeah, well, he didn't tell me. All I did was text Ron and say, hey, Wings tonight, this, that, and the other. He just said copy, whatever.
He texted me he would head there after work, so I guess this is kind of on me as well. I could have said, hey, I don't know when we're leaving.
Yeah, and I
But in my defense, I don't have service in this fucking hellhole.
Right.
So, my phone don't work.
I'm like, damn it. Sorry, Ron's going to listen to this eventually, or maybe he won't, but sorry, Ron. It's on half me, half moonshine.
I'm not sorry. I'm not from here.
What a dick.
Love you, Ron.
Love you, Ron. Anyways, what the hell were we talking about?
You, Honey Bobo, and Basket of Honey Buns?
This guy.
Does he mean...
It's a love-hate relationship with me, isn't it?
Somebody get this guy a helmet. He's fucking retarded.
No. I will admit, I am stupid. And I say some outcast things. But you both have shit-eating grins on your face, so it worked.
Oh, shit.
It's not that bad.
No, it's...
I'm a great time.
You're a great time, all right.
I'll never forget. Listen, first time I listen to your guys' podcast, the first episode, I love Moonshine, but every time I see him, he tries to get me drunk.
You do!
Is that a problem?
It depends on the day of the week. It depends on what's going on.
Your schedule is the only problem here with this.
Yes, exactly. Like, fucking at Ship Shawana afterwards, it's like fucking, what the fuck, like 1:30 in the morning. My girlfriend is passed out in my fucking truck. It's been running for the past hour in High Idle. She wanted to go like an hour and a half ago. And I'm up. Moonshine's like, you got time for another beer. And I'm like, dude, I am halfway... Not okay right now.
In all fairness, I offered you the clean bed. That's all we're gonna say.
That night was such a fever dream. I don't fucking... The whole thing was stupid. The whole thing was stupid from start to finish.
No, the only thing that fucked this whole fucking thing up was you. You said, I'll be there.
That was
4 o'clock in the evening. Where the fuck are you at? I have not seen you all weekend. I've seen Ron more than you.
Yeah, that's
love you, Ron.
Yeah, that was another classic episode of Goose overschedules himself yet again. I didn't realize that I had to run a parking deal for a anniversary. I had a.
I thought it was for the fair.
No, that was a couple months before.
No, for some reason, after I parked the fair and then I got the position I have now, and then a local non-for-profit was like, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing. He parked 500,000 fucking people.
He goes, now after the position I have, this man's getting into politics, y'all.
Right?
Well, you can attest to it. It's fucking politics.
I don't know anything about nothing.
You don't know anything about nothing?
Nothing about nothing.
I'm gonna call your mom.
Call her!
I not have your mom's number? You don't have my mom's number.
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
You're right.
The amount listen of here, motherfucker. That
listen
did.
Here, motherfucker. That's it. I'm texting your dad and I'm flirting.
My man,
with him
again. Facts are facts. Sometimes you just gotta wear the shoes. It is what it is.
Mm.
Text my dad and flirt with him. Call him right now. He'll fucking answer it.
I'm not calling your dad.
Dude, Duffy live on the podcast?
We need Duffy live in person on the podcast.
I'm honored to be the first one live on a podcast.
Yeah, you were the first, legit interview.
Well, I mean, other than, like, Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I take that back. I guess you're the second.
Fuck
because...
Kyle.
You're in Kyle's shop.
Sorry, Kyle, but fuck you.
That's okay. You know what the best part about this is? He's never going to hear it. My boss and his wife love him to death. They thought that the whole social media thing was cool in the beginning, and now they don't give a shit.
They said, fuck this. This is weird.
Yeah. The only podcast I am pretty sure my boss's wife listened to was the podcast of Kyle.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of questions afterwards.
Yeah, it was
Kyle? Yeah.
Kyle said some things on the podcast. Go back and re-listen to it, those that are listening right now. Kyle said some stuff that his wife... Yeah,
or if you're new here.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's something I need to do, is listen to some... I've listened, I think... So, when I went down to Beans Diesel last year, I think that was the only time that I've dug into some of the older stuff that you guys have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
The older stuff was a lot... I don't want to say more structured, but... We always had, a list and everything when we sat down, and it was...
Yeah, I think, the first 5 to 7 episodes or so were actually really structured.
Like, super structured.
Like, you knew what you were going to talk about.
We knew what
you
we were going to talk about.
About it all week.
We had...
Yeah,
we had lists made.
Mm-hmm.
We had this topic. This is the points
Talking
we wanted
point,
to touch
yeah.
on. And since then, it's evolved into this, which this gains even more traction, and apparently is a lot funnier.
It is,
honestly,
because it's spontaneous.
This feels like it flows better.
Yes, it does.
It's not you and I sitting down together, reading off a list, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that stuff, that older stuff, because we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere.
Even when it's just him and I sitting down to record, we don't bring phone interviews or people on.
Mm-hmm. It just
we
rolls.
Still just, yeah, we still just sit down, I say... Right before I throw, you see me throw my phone down?
To be honest, I didn't even know where I was recording. Goose goes, well, welcome back. I'm like, oh, we're live?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
we're
glad
live.
I didn't say nothing ignorant.
And we probably won't actually even cut out the first, that was the first 20 seconds. We probably won't even cut that out because it sounds great.
Why would we?
Well, sometimes it just makes
the podcast
cleaner. Yeah,
sometimes it's cleaner, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, usually right before I throw my phone down, I say, what are we talking about? And he tells me, and then
we just
roll
into it.
Yeah.
See, I want to do this so bad. I just want to do it on YouTube. I want it, because like I said the last time I was on here, seeing people's reactions and faces.
Yes.
And, I mean, I talk with my hands a lot. You just, you feel more connected. But I understand it's a total different concept, and it takes so much more time.
Me personally, and I know him and I have talked about it a little bit. Me personally, I would love to do that.
Yes.
I would love to record these while we do them and put them on YouTube or...
Or this side or the other,
something.
Whatever.
YouTube does good.
It does do good.
You can do really good.
And that may be the foot in the door we need to just start on YouTube.
And that's the thing, and you can also realize if you do it on YouTube, you could still have a mic out, and you could still do it on, Apple or yeah. Spotify or wherever the hell
you listen. Oh, yeah, no, it's...
The literal only snag about it is that Dakota and I are already as busy as we are.
And it's someone's got to sit down and edit.
Yeah, we'd about have to pay someone to edit it.
Yeah.
Like, and if you got a connection, I don't know if you do or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, to be honest, I don't know how busy Griffin is.
I would actually like to talk to Griffin about it.
Griffin, I will
you
say...
I know you don't know Griffin, but I don't. He's a great guy. You'll meet him this season.
Yeah, Griffin lives about 20 minutes from me, mm-hmm. and he does all my stuff for the show.
Mm.
Like...
Griffin listens to this podcast. Griffin, yeah.
Hi. Hi, buddy! No, but, like, the last, the reel that I posted about the show,
mm-hmm.
originally, we met, he handed me the nuclear launch codes, I went back to my house, I popped it in my computer to launch them, and, you know, it wouldn't work on my computer. So then, you know, we had to meet again, we had to transfer the codes again,
mm-hmm.
and he did everything. And I told him from the get-go, last year, he came to me, he walked in the show, he goes... If I did a recording, you know, like a reel and like an after shot of the show, would you let me do Show and Shine for free? And I said, I'm more than fine with that. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I told him from the get-go, I told him after last year, and he did what he did, I said, for now, you're my guy to do this. Like, if you're interested in doing it, and, mm-hmm. you know, obviously mm-hmm. a mission and shit, I'm not going to charge him because, you know, he's taking the time out of it.
Yes, exactly.
It's a win-win for both.
Yes. Nobody loses, really.
Yeah. I don't have to track down and chase somebody. Griffin knows what I like.
Yes.
So he's going to do a lot, and make it amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win for everybody. So, Griffin, thank you for all your help and everything you've done. I can't wait for this year. This year's show's going to be good.
We've actually talked about Griffin on this podcast before. During your interview.
Probably. Like I said, I was drunk, and I've drank since then, so...
We talked about you getting a ticket.
Ah, fuck that day. That was a shitty day.
Yeah, Griffin was the guy that followed Moonshine down that path.
And Griffin is the only reason I was there for all this bullshit.
Yeah.
I was leaving. I was like, I don't know, almost a quarter mile gone.
Mm.
And like I said, it's a one-way in, one-way out. And I pass Griffin, and I'm like, holy shit, someone I know. I chalked him up. He stopped. I throw her in reback, and I'm talking, and there's like four cars behind him. And I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'll back up,
mm-hmm.
because you know, I can't turn with the wheel setup I have. And I'm like, oh, hell, I'll just back up, and you know, I'll stop, and we'll talk, we'll bullshit. Well, here I am backing up this windy-ass fucking road, quarter mile. I get all the way back to this ramp. Everyone pulls in, and this fucking F-150, like, flashes his light bar to let me... I figured it was some hillbilly redneck, because, you know...
Yeah.
Light bar. So I pull in after him, and after that, cherries and fucking berries, it's a fucking CO. So, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, because we're not going to get into detail about it.
But, yeah, we've already been over it once.
Yeah. I'm like, this podcast is totally a broken record, because we're retelling
it. Yeah, right? Yeah. So go back and listen to it, and then come back here. But no, Griffin does really good work. I am proud to say that I have, from the beginning, I have been able to sit back and watch him grow.
Yeah, shout out to Stealth Media.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stealth Media. And that's who Griffin is. That's Griffin's deal.
Go follow him.
Go he follow really good him. Yeah, work. For real.
If you are at a show this year, he will probably be at it. Get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do a shoot for you. And honestly, his work's reasonable.
Yeah. From what
his price-wise is reasonable.
I hear about a lot of prices through a lot of different people and stuff like that, and I do like Griffin's prices.
You know what's nuts, though?
I just don't have anything worth shooting.
Sure we do. We got, like, four blue trucks.
Just you. That's all you need to shoot.
Oh, my God.
No. Going back to what Bird said on Live, the edit that they did for Zach's show for you, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. If Zach listens to this, I want one of the country pimps. It don't even have to be about his show.
You just want one of the country
pimps. And that is the goal for this year. Shout out to Griffin again. He's got, like, the original, like, the OG pimp outfit I had at one of my local meets I did. It's only a picture, but it's me walking back to my truck, and I do this, like, little hand like, gesture, and he got it perfect. But that is something I want to do this year, is I want to do something with the country pimp. Because I know there's shots of me out there, but no one's put them together, and, like, I haven't got a good one. Like, I've texted Keith, and I know Keith is a busy man. I haven't We've kind of talked, but, like, I never got nothing out of it. And I get it. I'm not upset about it at all.
Yeah.
I know it's out there. You can see it somewhere. I just want a collection of shit for me.
Yeah. There's a lot. Even through, like, the...
Sorry. At least you got shots of you. I'm just a fucking nobody back here in the shadow.
Dude, I'm a nobody as well.
Shit.
They know me because of a pimp outfit.
Dude, the fucking... Who made that edit? I can't even remember.
Which edit?
It's the one where you and I are both in the same video. You're at the end of the video, and I'm like halfway to three quarters of the way through it.
It was either Keith or Zach, I'd say. Was it from UCC?
Yes. I want to say it was Keith.
I don't know if I've seen it, because I haven't seen an edit with me in it.
You...
Unless I was dressed in, you know, normal people clothes.
I want to say you can only find it now. No, it was you in the pimp outfit.
It's hard to miss the pimp.
It's hard to miss a pimp outfit.
I will say, when I brought that out at UCC was the first show, like, I really did it at. And the amount of reaction, just seeing people's faces with me in a pimp outfit was priceless.
Dude, the pimp outfit is just so good. Like, for no reason.
It's and just the way I ordered the neck. So, I originally lost the purple one. So, like I was talking about earlier, my tailgate randomly falls down. And since it's got a slow shock on it, I never hear it flop down.
Yeah. Oh.
It just falls steady. And with me having a heavy foot, everything just flies out the back.
Get rid of that fucking shock, man.
No, it's so nice, though. It's so nice.
Understandable. Understandable.
I am one of those guys to pop it and walk away. I don't hear boom. You don't have to worry about your tailgate just sitting on the ground.
Your bedsides aren't like bowed out or something, are they?
No, the hinge. So it's the original tailgate. I have a different box.
Mm.
The passenger side hinge is like cockeyed. It's bent.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to find a new tailgate really bad. That's probably the worst part about my truck is the tailgate now.
I was gonna say my old Chevy pickup. My grandpa logged with it. And he would stuff so much wood in the bed of it that the bedsides actually pushed out.
Of course he did.
So when I was 16, I got sick and tired of. There's actually a quick story. I took a girl on a date when I was 16 years old, and I got embarrassed because every fucking stop sign I came up to, the fucking tailgate would fall down. So I think like 10 times I would get out of this. I would throw this pickup in the park, walk around the back.
Still at the stop sign?
Yeah, still at the stop sign. I would walk around the back, I'd put the tailgate back up, and I did that like 10 times.
Nothing says, I love you, honey, let me pop the tailgate back up.
I took this girl on one date. She did not like me. I think half of the reason was the tailgate.
And now look at you. She's like, she's probably kicking herself in the ass now.
What the fuck ever. This fucking, but.
Where is she from?
She was local. She was from, everybody knows I'm from Goshen.
Yeah.
But she was from Goshen.
Yeah, I got some hillbillies up here.
What do you mean?
Says the Kentuckian.
I'm not from fucking Kentucky.
This guy said...
I will admit, I used to live in Kentucky.
This
but
guy
it was
said
was. Was. I lived in Paintsville, Kentucky my kindergarten year of school. I'm
surprised you're literate.
Huh? Fuck that. Fuck that English shit. You don't need it.
Fuck that English shit. You don't need it.
Hey, I'm a dropout, and I'm pretty decent.
Ain't nothing wrong with dropping out. Yeah.
I about dropped out. Actually, I about didn't get a diploma.
Oh, you too?
Yeah. The reason being is because, so when I was a senior in high school, I did...
Can't we made it that far?
Yeah, I didn't make it that far. But when I was a senior, I did a, like, work program. Mm-hmm. So half the day, how this work program worked was half the day...
You go to work.
Half the day you go to work, but
yeah,
the other half...
They call it vocational school.
So yeah. But the other half of the day you work, whether it's morning or night, or morning or afternoon, and the other half of the day you are in classes within your career path.
Yep.
And then you take the rest of the stuff online.
With ours, juniors, if you was in it, you went in the morning, and it came back for lunch, and then the afternoon of school was classes, but seniors went in the afternoon, and they could sub out to work. Yeah. And to be honest, that's actually why I dropped out my junior year. I dropped out the first week of my junior year.
Did you?
I was the first dropout of the year, and that year set the record for our school. We had like 68 dropouts after me.
Ow, damn.
Hell yeah.
So what happened, I promised one of my teachers after, you know, I was established, I guess, that I would go back and see her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a month. I didn't even have my license yet when I dropped out. And I had a full-time job working 60 hours a week at a factory. Like, I had to schedule rides. Like, I made it work, though. So I went back the day I got my license. I went back to school and I said, I'm here to visit Miss her name was Miss Hamilton. And she was they called it Play-Doh. It was like a makeup class. Like, if you failed a class, you could go, you sit in this fucking class, and you made up your class you missed.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, you know, I'm talking to her. I'm like, I'm doing really good. I'm making, you know, I work 60 hours a week in a factory. I'm making really good money for a fucking 16 and a half year old.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess I really inspired some students to drop the fuck out and go to work.
Just out of curiosity, like, I'm always curious, because I know there's factories everywhere, but the factories up here are all RVs. What's the factory work down there like?
So, believe it or not, I worked for a company called McPherson's, and they make Christmas cards. They make, like, wedding cards and invitations, and it's literally 5 minutes from my house. I know, right? Weird.
What, did you bike to work because you didn't have a license?
No, I had, so...
He was arranging rides for 5 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
What a guy!
It's sad, ain't it? My grandparents, love them to death, they are the reason I have, as far as I am, I don't know if I'm far in life, but here we are.
But you made it this far.
I've made it this far.
You're doing all right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty... I like to say I live comfortably.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But, lucky for my grandparents, they have helped me out tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
They, so, a lot of people, I don't know who my dad is.
Okay.
And my mom, she's, you know, in the particular things that ain't good for you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Really, my grandparents raised me from pretty much, you know, 6 years old on.
Yeah.
I was there every weekend, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't miss any time with them.
Yeah.
As I got older, I got smarter, I got wiser, I understood how the world worked, and, you know, I cut ties with my mom.
Yeah.
So, if it wasn't for my grandparents, I would be nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm lucky to say I have a few friends, their dads have been, their dads or just friends in general. With me being in, I used to be in the steam engines real heavy, you know, the tractor before the gas tractor.
Yeah. Yeah, the original tractor.
The original tractor. But, look, I got a couple of those guys that have been great to me. They've been a father figure. And then my best friend, Logan Blades, his dad, Kevin. If it wasn't for them two, first of all, my truck would have never got rebuilt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I know a lot, but mechanically side of things, it's them, you know, they've let me use their shop, their lift, their tools, and we're great friends. Kevin, 45, I want to say, 44, 45?
Yeah.
You know, he calls me every other day. We're best of fucking friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to say, you know, most of my friends, you know, when I first started becoming, you know, a teenager, you know, realizing how the world worked.
Yeah.
We're always older people, and I've always clicked better with older people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, like I said, them guys have been great to me, and Kevin especially, him and Logan, his boy Logan, they've helped me out real life, and I've always seen them as, you know, a father figure, a dad to me.
Yeah.
I'm not one to go out and buy Christmas presents for people, even, within my family even, but Logan and Kevin and his, Logan's little brother.
Always Grant, get one.
They always get something for Christmas. You know, I make it worth their time.
Yeah.
I am so thankful for them. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, they think, you know, I'm just a normal human, I guess is what you call it, you know, had a good life, blah, blah. And, you know, I'll sit down and I'll tell someone my life story and they're like, holy shit, you had a life. Rough, and I'm like, I haven't had a rough life. I know so many more people that had a rougher childhood than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of them, they don't act nothing of it. And I'll throw this out here, but a lot of people, you know, you never know what someone's truly going through.
No, you don't.
Until
you
don't.
And
it's one of those things. And I'm really big about mental health. You know, I've been down before. I've had lows. Everyone does. And, you know, being a male, we're looked at like, you know, you can't be that guy. You gotta be tough and you just gotta handle. No, you don't have to. And I will preach this to the day I die. I don't care how old I could be 100 years old with a phone. I don't care what time of night it is. Text me. Send me a DM. Call me. If you have my number, get a hold of me. Talk to me. I'll sit there and listen to you.
No, it's dangerous.
I might not offer advice
as a man, nobody gives a shit.
No, hell no. Yeah, they really don't.
Nobody fucking cares.
And I will always push mental health with men.
Yeah.
I don't care. Even women. I don't. If you're a woman.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
No, yeah. No, this
I'm not trying to make this sexist or anything, but I'm just saying. Anyone. No, mental health is extremely important.
Yeah.
To anyone.
Yeah.
And but with how the generation we're in and everything, you know, you just got to take it. You just got to do it. Tough.
It's what, yeah.
And it don't have to be that way. No one has to struggle with anything. So I'm not trying to toot my own horn or nothing when I say this, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, I always make a social media post. If you need somewhere to go, if you want to
You do family, always do that.
If you want to, you know, if you need somewhere to place to eat, my door is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say, you know, people respect me because of that. Mm-hmm. Hi, buddy!
But that's not to... I mean, Ron is here, but not to...
Yeah.
I've met you what?
Fuck you, Ron.
Three times?
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, three times.
Yeah, give or take, yeah, in person.
He's staying at my house. My house is open.
Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping there tonight. Food in the fridge.
And that's a big thing. And that's whatever. How it really needs to be. And so many people are uptight and assholes. And I'm not going to say... I'm going to sound like a hypocrite here. You know, they say don't judge everyone's build. Everyone's going to judge something or whatever, no matter what.
Yeah, look at the pieces of shit Ron builds.
Fuck, look what you motherfucker. Look what you're driving.
You have to answer for a poverty pump sitting in the valley of a V8 over there.
No, I don't.
No, the V8 isn't his anymore.
Cash hasn't changed hands.
It'll get there.
Honey.
What?
Honey, boo-boo?
You know, I was going to make a table out of it. I'll go find another Duramax block.
That is the second time Honey Boo Boo has
I'm
going
to board
it out,
so it ain't that big of a deal.
Oh,
it needs punched over. I don't want to punch it over and buy new pistons and rebalance it.
To be honest, all this does is save me tearing down my spare motor I have now.
True, half it's all there. Done for you.
Austin, if you ever listen to this, sorry, but you're going to get a block next week. Have fun. I told him. He didn't. So when I wrecked my truck, my transmission cross member was bent, and I never replaced it. That was
for crying out loud.
One thing I never touched.
Do you need one? I can take you 5 miles down the road and
get one right now. I bought one for $25 off Marketplace.
Okay.
But anyway, I...
By the way, it's a good deal.
It is. I would have given him one, though.
So, I bought this one for $25. Since I didn't pull the transmission this time, I'm like, Cody's going to be bitching because he's a one-man band.
Yeah.
He's going to be bitching when he goes to put this cross member in, and he's trying to jack it up to get level enough to put the bolts through it. I'm like, I'm just going to go buy one. Well, I dropped it off to Austin. I said, hey, powder coat this thing real fucking fast.
Mm.
Since it's out, I know the trains ain't going in next week or not, blah, blah, blah. And I told him when I stopped, I said, you know, here soon you're going to get a block. He goes, well, I've never done a block. And I'm like, neither have I. So, you know, this is a learning curve for both of us.
That thing needs hot tanked. It needs magged. I need to give you the mains for it.
Okay.
Don't let me forget that.
Yeah. You have the mains at your house, don't you?
They're in the back of my truck.
Okay.
We'll do that. That ain't no big deal.
I know. I don't want to forget that.
I'll remember.
So, regardless, you know, not to downplay really anything. I'm not downplaying anything, but we are in between. Those that listen to this podcast regularly know that how this podcast
We're poor
works.
As we do this an hour at a time.
Yeah,
fuck
we
off.
Do this an hour at a time. But we decided that I'm just going to real quick finish my story as to how I didn't get a almost didn't get a diploma.
Is that where this whole thing stemmed from?
Yes, that's where that whole 20-minute tangent stemmed from.
You realize like everything in this episode has not connected at all.
Yeah.
And you were talking about what I was doing. Totally unstructured, big fucking fat spaghetti mess. You know what this is going to do? It's going to go stupid. This episode is going to get more views than any, like...
I don't care.
Ron, say hi so they know you're here.
Hi, Ron.
Ron,
we know you're here. Oh. They don't know you're here.
Oh.
They know Ron's here. I said hi, Ron. And we know Ron.
I know,
here.
We're just re...
He had to tell
it's
himself,
awfully bold of you to assume I'm going to do that much editing.
Anyway, so the reason I didn't almost get a diploma was because... So we started from talking about a work, like a work program. And we got into moonshine dropping out and this and the other. So, the way that my work program worked compared to moonshine's.
You didn't get a diploma, almost didn't, because you like boys.
No, you like boys.
No, you.
No, you.
No, you.
No,
you.
Hi, Ron.
But, so, you would do, like, same deal as moonshine. You would do classes within your career path.
Yeah.
One half of the day. And the other half of the day, you were working. And it didn't matter which one was which, as long as you were doing it.
Okay.
Well, unbeknownst to the high school that I went to, well, they knew what was happening, but they didn't know what I did. So, I wanted to, quote-unquote, go to school in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, the only morning class that I could take was Autos 1. And that was at a different high school because my high school did not offer it. But they had like a trade-off vocational this side or the other because we had a cosmetology program so that we would swap students.
Huh.
So I took Autos 1 again. I went to Autos 1 for a couple days to rebuild the front end of my dad's pickup.
Never showed back up.
I tested out of it after the first couple days. Like I went there long enough to use a two-post lift to rebuild my dad's front end. And then I knew I could test out of the program.
The only man to use the school system.
Yeah. Actually get away.
The only man that made good use of school.
But I rebuilt this front end, and I was like, I'd like to test out of this class. And the high school was like, okay, you can test out of it if you want. Because the way that school works is when you test out of that class, you just go to work.
So you would work a full day then?
Yes.
Well, that ain't bad.
No, it was great. So I worked, like you, 60 hours a week. During,
what you're supposed to go to school for.
Yeah. So, the reason I almost didn't get a high school diploma was because I tested out of the class, mm-hmm. and I had to turn my paperwork in that I tested out of the class into the other high school's office. Sure. And I did. I had all the signatures, I turned it into the office, and I was like, here it is, I tested out of this, I'm going to work, yada yada yada, and they're like, that's awesome. You don't have to come to school for the rest of the year. And I was like,
see ya.
Cool. See
ya. Bye.
So.
Bye-bye.
And this is the stupidest part of this whole fucking thing. I tested out of that class. At Christmas, the person that was in charge of me, like, through that, like, career program deal, was like, you need to start showing up to school, like the high school you go to, just so we know where you are, because I know what you're doing. And I was like, that's fine. So they cut me from 60 hours a week down to 55. Whatever. I'm 18 years old.
So what
old.
You
I don't
do
fucking
is
care.
Like go run the gym and the school the other day?
I showed up and did health class for the first 45 minutes of the day, and it took me about 20 minutes to get to my work, and then I worked 55 hours a week.
So you just looked at dicks all morning?
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, actually, a week of that was actually just looking at dicks.
So you were so much happier to go back to health class.
I was so happy.
Allegedly.
But the reason I almost didn't get a diploma is because the other high school did not transmit that paperwork to my high school.
Oh, badass.
Oh.
So I was going to graduate Sunday. And Wednesday, the school principal came to me and said, we don't have any record of you showing up to class for the past ever.
For the past year?
Like, literally, for the past entire school year. And they're like, you're not getting a diploma because you have been absent this entire time. And I'm like, I just shrugged my shoulders at her and I said, okay.
Yeah, see you later.
I don't care if you give me a diploma or not. You can write this whole thing off. It's not going to make a difference to me.
Yeah, I'm not coming back.
And she's, well, blah, 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 blah. The only reason I have a legitimate high school diploma is because they knew, and you met him once, last weekend or the weekend before, Larry. Remember Larry that I talked to? He had gray hair.
Think so.
They knew I spent all of my time with Larry because I was in extracurriculars and Larry was the guy that I dealt with and stuff like that. And Larry told him straight up the same deal that I told him. He was like, he doesn't care. If you don't give him a diploma, he will just go get a GED.
Yeah.
And he will still go to college. All that does is hurt your graduation rate. Yeah. And they're like, well, blah, 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 blah. And this, that, and the other. I got a fucking high school diploma. Like a legit high school diploma after they talked to Larry.
Well, I didn't get a core 40.
I didn't either.
I wasn't
going to a core 40 because how when I found out you didn't have to get a core 40. See, that's what's wrong with the school education system is they don't tell you what you can do. There's a lot of students that
they make it sound like it's core 40 or nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There if there's a lot of students that just want to get the bare minimum and go to work. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. No.
And I have nothing against, if you want to put in the effort and graduate with a 4.5, whatever. Do it.
That's fucking awesome.
I graduated at the bottom of my class. There was 465, 468. And I was
That's
like,
a pretty big class.
Fuck yeah. I was like 4.
Mine was only 2 something.
I was like 460.
Mine was like 250.
I was 108 of 114 in my graduating class.
But I tell you right now, I would almost guarantee that I have less debt and make more money than almost anyone from my class.
Yeah, because you fucking went to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with the educational system.
And I wasn't not trying to go for my Core 40. I couldn't pass my second semester of Algebra 2. Okay. Because it was a new teacher, and she fucking sucked.
It's just funny to talk about. My first semester,
I had my homeroom teacher for Algebra 2, and I passed it.
Yeah.
My second semester?
Well, you took two... Oh, you took two semesters.
Yeah,
sorry,
I took that.
I took that as 2 years in my head.
Oh, no. I took freshman biology.
This man also adds a digital clock together.
Yeah.
I took freshman biology twice.
I didn't graduate, though.
I took freshman biology 4 years in a row, and I realized it was bad when I'd, like, get to a certain part of the year, like, oh, yeah, I remember this from last year. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying, that's what's wrong with the educational system.
Put some more liquor in that cup.
Speaking of educational system.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with it, though. They don't tell you that you could just get a normal diploma. Like, they push the Core 40. It's that or nothing. You have to go to college. La, la, la. I know more people that would have rather got the bare minimum, graduated early, and went straight to work.
Yeah, yeah. I hate the whole fucking college pushing bullshit. I hate it.
I get it. If you can go to college, if you can get scholarships, the best.
No, it should be
if you want to. They don't need to push.
Not if you can, if you want to.
Yeah.
Any one of us sitting here can fuck college.
I'm not saying, because then it comes back to
we know what you're saying.
Yeah, it comes back to, well, are you just that fucking lazy? If you can do it and you have the right mindset to better yourself, why wouldn't you do it? But there's people out there lazy enough, they'd rather get the bare minimum and get the fuck out and do whatever and live.
I'd rather go start making 40, 50 grand a year instead of spending 40, 50 grand a year.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with going into debt, going to college to better yourself. I have nothing against it.
No, if that's what you want to do, do it.
Exactly.
But a lot of people, too, the other problem is they get promised, they get washed into this, oh, you'll get such a good job, you'll make X amount right out of college, this and that, and they never do.
I know more people that are struggling now has went to college than people that didn't go to college.
Yes.
I went to college for a month at Lincoln Tech.
Yeah. I went for a year.
I made,
and dropped out.
And it's not a lot of money. This isn't me flexing money or anything. Because it's not a lot of money, but I made 68 grand last year.
Yeah.
And that's not bad at all.
No, it's not a bad high. Sure.
Well,
with today's, you know, how everything is nowadays, I mean,
yeah, if I would have made that right out of high school, I'd have been doing fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
But now
it's like,
And I don't scrape by any means. I just spend money on a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah. And that's another thing, and that's another problem with today's youth. I'm saying youth like I'm, you know, 40 years old or something, but... you can still live with a job that doesn't pay the most money and get
by. Yeah.
It's all about how you manage, and people don't realize that. They just, money, money, money. That's all they think about. Listen, I watched a YouTube video about this. I don't know fucking why, but I did. Aldi's is a perfect fucking example. Aldi's is the only true grocery store out there.
I love Aldi.
You know why? You want a brand? You want Cheerios? Great. They have one fucking brand. You get that brand and that's it. Aldi's is designed and made for you to get in, get your shit, and get the fuck out. Kroger, Walmart, Hillbilly, the fucking Lux, whatever you want to fucking call it.
Now that I think about it, I don't think I've spent more than like 10 minutes on an Aldi's ever.
It's quick, simple, and fast. That's the point of it.
It's even, you come straight in.
Z's back, so and that's the thing. When Aldi's was a thing, they started in 1946 by two guys in Germany. It was right after, you know, post-World War II.
Yeah.
They were trying to, you know, better. Everyone in Germany was affected, obviously.
Are we really going over Aldi's lore right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Wrench Jockey Radio, the furthest thing from wrenches.
Yeah, happy fucking Tuesday, folks.
But, no, seriously, the fat electrician, I don't know if you've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, he started a second YouTube page of off-the-wall shit, and this was the newest post.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's called The Fat Files. Don't quote me on that, but it's called some. I'll send it to you.
Oh, I'm watching this
so
shit.
This was so the
fat electrician's so funny. Oh,
I know he is. The first post was about the mail vans, about how the aircraft maker for, you know, Air Force that makes aircraft shit designed the fucking mail van that we have now, that the UPS or
Fun
United
fact,
States Postal Service.
My former boss, his dad worked at the USPS for, I don't know, like 30 years or some shit, and he worked on the mail vans.
Yeah. Oh, really? No shit?
Yeah,
they're made by they are made by an aircraft maker, believe it or not. Anyway, before we get way out of track, so all these are designed, you get in, you get your shit, you get out. Well, over the time, all these, you know, supermarkets discovered the longer you're in there, the more money you spend. Why do you think the milk is in the very back fucking corner where you have to walk past everything?
Yeah.
They have realized if you make funky, weird designs that catch people's eyes, they are going to stop and look and compare other things.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, oh, well, that looks good. And they're going to throw it in the cart.
Yeah, that's why I want
another thing. That's why Aldi's is in, out, you get the fuck out, get your shit, get out.
Because they hate that.
It's because they wanted to help Germany after post-World War II.
Another thing I like about Aldi's, too, is they actually pay pretty decent.
They do.
Yeah. They do. I actually knew a girl that worked at Aldi's for a long time, and she...
I think cashiers for a long time were making like $20 an hour.
Yeah!
And that's the thing.
If they were making that, they were close to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know why? You get in. You want Cheerios? Great.
You got your fucking Cheerios.
We got one fucking brand. And that's another... People don't realize this. Is when you buy Cheerios, whether they're name brand or off brand, it's the same goddamn thing.
It's like buying oil.
80%
oil
exactly.
Or batteries.
Yes,
or
80% of the fucking time, it's the same
brake
fucking
calipers.
Shit.
It's all made in the same factory.
Yeah,
they just put a different label and a different brand on it. That's all it is. People don't realize this. Mm-hmm. That's why Aldi's is such a successful thing. And when they came over to the U.S. You can't have, so in Germany they have North Aldi's and South Aldi's. It's weird that I know fucking shit about grocery stores.
You're catching me off guard. You are.
So, and you know why there's a North and South? So the two, I think they're.
The South will rise again.
Ron! Yeah, brother! The Mason Dixon.
God bless. The fucking 12 valve will rise again. The poverty pump will return.
No, but you know why these. I believe they were brothers, if I recall right. So, they had a disagreement. One wanted to sell cigarettes in the store, and the other didn't. Well, they were such businessmen, and they were men, and they could disagree to agree.
Yeah.
Even though they split ways, they chose a fucking lateral line on the fucking grid and said, North is mine, South is yours. And that's how they split the stores.
So cigarettes, no cigarettes.
Oh, so one was on one side of the Berlin Wall and one wasn't.
that's east to west.
Oh, damn it!
This is north to south.
Damn it!
No, but that's... But when they came to America, in America, you can't have the same LLC for a name and a... logo.
Okay, I got
tongue-tied there, my bad.
I was like, what the fuck
so
is he
that's
going
what,
on?
What's so, Aldi's is also the same as Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is the South Aldi's of Germany. And Aldi's is the North Aldi's of Germany.
That's, so it's the same shit,
it's the
but
same
different.
Goddamn thing!
Oh, I'm gonna tell my wife this shit. She's like, she's been all about Trader Joe's lately, and you know what? I can't get her to go to fucking Aldi to save my life.
It is legitimately the same company,
but different.
But they have a different name and a different LLC.
This is a grocery store podcast now. We're just going to go over the lore of grocery stores.
Fuck Kroger's.
Of all the...
really?
Whoa. What's your beef with Kroger's, my man?
That was my first legit job, was bagging groceries.
I worked in the dairy department at Kroger's, believe it or not. Fuck the dairy department. You know, I never better than bagging shit, Joe.
Yeah, you know what's bullshit? I had a week of computer training to bag groceries.
Dude, no, I had a week of training for fucking...
To bag groceries. Okay,
to put milk gotta, in a you, fucking section.
You gotta fucking get your solid foundation, right? Then you build your walls, okay? Yep. Then you gotta fucking fill the bullshit in. And fun fact, when you apply and work at a Kroger, they will send you job notifications the rest of your fucking life.
Hold up.
You should apply and see how quick you can get fired.
Swear to God.
We should all go get a job at the same McDonald's and see who can get fired first.
Me.
We've had this idea for fucking years.
I know.
You know why it's going to be me? Because I won't wear a fucking beer net.
I'll take a burger patty and flip that bitch on the ceiling. I don't care.
I'll just start flinging burgers.
Right on the ceiling.
Hey, you want a burger? He's a burger.
Oh, but I know it's on here. I don't know which
they're one. Both looking for job offers from Kroger's right now.
Yeah, on their fucking phone.
All the goddamn you get them.
You know what I miss? And you might be too young to remember it.
Me?
Yes.
You?
Everett.
Too young.
Who?
Everett's.
I guess.
Look, right there! January 22nd, yeah. Kroger job notification.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. You will get it the rest.
See, I told you you would remember Everett's.
I haven't worked at Kroger since 2019.
What is Everett's?
Yeah, 2016 for me.
It was a grocery store.
Where?
Right next to the BMV. In Linway. Where that big super, like, wholesale crate store is now. Where the Ace Hardware was. That was Everett's.
Welcome to local boy lore. You know the only thing I remember that as?
Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Everett's.
Can I just say, I don't know where we went to Dollar General at, but she was kind of cute, and she was really nice to me. And she gave me...
I think she's new. I haven't seen her before.
Yeah, I haven't seen her before.
She gave me a better welcome than these two fucks.
She was like, oh, welcome to town!
I pull into the shop, Moonshine's been here for like 30 minutes, and he's already talking up a truck driver. I'm like, well, yeah, that checks out.
Back in my day...
The funniest part is that dude works with my wife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for real.
No bullshit, that dude works with my wife.
I deal with him daily. Dakota's wife deals with him daily.
So Goose sends me an address to get the shop. And I pull in front of his 6-0. And I'm talking with somebody.
There's a reason for this.
Yeah. I am trying to have a solid conversation on FaceTime. And I keep staring at this dude's bumper gap between his headlights. The passenger side is off more than the driver's side. And randomly, she's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what really pisses me off? The gap difference between the passenger side and driver's side of fucking Goose is 6-0. And she just goes, fucking what? And I'm like, listen, I'm here. I've been here for the past 5 minutes looking at this bumper. I need to get out of the car. Goodbye. I get out. I'm looking at, like, the front door. I start heading there, and I just look over. Goose is under this trailer putting a fucking service kit on. I'm like, well, look at the head on that fucking thing. And Goose being Goose, he looks left and right to see who the fuck said it.
To be fair, 9 times out of 10 when I walk up, that's what I say.
Oh, shit.
What did I say to you when you fucking walked up?
This fucking guy!
Checks out.
Yeah, that's about right.
If bumper gaps piss you off, just to do it, I will put the sloppiest 4th-gen bumper on that 2nd-gen you've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Solely to piss you off.
I love 4th-gen bumpers on a 2G.
Oh! We didn't announce the new shitbox!
Go ahead.
For the record, I will backhand the fuck out of you if you put a 4th-gen bumper on that thing.
I know I have 2 reasons to do it.
Now he's got 2 backhands.
I've recently acquired a new shitbox.
So we talked... You didn't say what it was, I don't think, last week?
I may have.
I think you mentioned that you were getting one.
Yeah.
I don't think you said what it was. Continue.
Well, it's now officially in my possession.
Yes.
It's a 2000 second gen with 500,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
The South arise again!
Just this thing broke in by.
No, this thing's a gal. And it's, I'm telling you, I would venture to say it is one of the most original 500,000 mile second gens on the road today.
I'd probably checks out.
Never had a head gasket. It's only ever had 2 injectors replaced. It's had one VP put on it.
I was about to, yeah.
And I think it's had two transmissions.
Oh, it's a VP truck?
Yeah, it's a 2000.
I don't know. I don't know my Dodges that way.
I love VP trucks. My first diesel was a VP truck.
They're good until you rag. They're good until you want to make power.
Yeah, you can get a little bit out of them, and you can hop it up.
I love VP trucks.
Oh, no, hold on. You can make...
I mean, you can, but, like, you're going to spend so much more time and effort than just going...
And yeah. The only reason I'm saying
it's
this is because I may...
a 7.3.
Yeah. I may or may not have just recently watched out. The VP fucking Dino Day from Firepunk, so that's the only reason I'm saying this.
VP or VE? Because I recently had a VE Dino
I guess it was VE.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 12-valve rotary pump.
Like I said, I don't know my Dodge shit.
We'll educate you, don't worry.
Dude, these guys... I need to watch that video. I've been meaning to watch it, actually.
It is a really, really... And I actually know one of the dudes who did it. I can't fucking think of his name, but goddamn, is he a redhead.
It's not Ratman, is it?
No, he's from Kentucky. He's from, like, from, like, Bird's area. Oh, goddamn. Okay. I can't think of his fucking name.
So he's from the South.
Yeah. South rise again.
Hell yeah, brother.
Fucking... I don't know what it is about VE guys, but they fucking... They scratch like a fucking rat in a fucking hot fucking pot. For power.
They do.
Yeah. And they fucking get it. I don't know what they're fucking... I would love to know, but at the same time, I don't want to fucking know.
No desire.
But VE guys are
I'm gonna
like,
take that pee pump that's been sitting in the back corner of a shop for, like, in a fucking eon.
Yeah.
And crack off 500.
Hey, you want a pool?
No.
No. No, he doesn't. But he doesn't do brown.
I will do... The problem with me versus brown... is that brown is what gets me past the edge.
Yeah, no, that's the over the edge.
Oh, no.
Well.
There wasn't that much in here.
I know. Yeah, for those that don't know.
Oh, fuck. Hell, I could just about... I could probably jug this.
He's going to slug it.
Are you going to slug it?
I'm thinking about it.
No balls.
Do it for Dale.
For those that don't know...
this guy.
On this podcast, like, I can drink beer all day. Like, literally all day.
Yep.
I can catch a good buzz. I can get halfway to fully drunk, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And I can recall literally everything.
You know what the sad part is? Before you finish, I can recall everything after this.
See, like, you give, like...
Oh, we haven't been back to my place yet to talk to the Bullet and the other bottle of Salted Crown.
Oh, God.
I don't know about the Bullet. I don't know if I'll do the Bullet.
You give me brown liquor after I've been drinking.
It's over.
It's over. I'm done. It's over.
It's bad enough that the last time he had brown, we were at a function at our local buddy's place. They have this little bar saloon deal they have set up, and they have parties in it all the time.
Yeah. It's a cool place. Really, it is. It's a super cool place.
Nobody, and all these people know him. Nobody else could look at this dude and realize he was about to fucking lose it.
Oh, I was fucking...
I looked at him, and I said, hey, man, let's go outside real quick. I think you need to go outside.
I needed to go outside real fucking
bad. Yeah, let's just go outside real quick.
I know that I looked at you and said something. What did I say?
Like, I don't think you mentioned that you needed to go outside. You might have told me you were drunk or something.
I didn't. Oh, I said... I crossed my arms and put them on the counter.
Yep.
And put my head down.
Yep.
And then you checked on me, and I was like, I don't feel good.
Yep.
And you were like, outside now. Let's go. Come on. Yep.
And even if he could have said, I don't feel good regardless. The eyes on that fella, they don't lie.
The eyes, no matter who you are, the eyes will
always tell. The eyes tell.
The eyes will always tell the truth about you.
That was...
But all these people that are his buddy and shit, they couldn't... And everybody was talking to him and carrying on. I looked at him, I took one look, and before he said, I don't feel good, I was like, this dude needs to go the fuck outside.
Which, if you want me to be totally honest, I think Dakota has seen me more fucked up in more circumstances than anybody else.
Yeah.
I have seen Goose turn down more alcohol than anyone else in this room.
No, listen. this guy and I right here, we've been through some shit.
We've been through the trenches, man.
Yeah, no, that's no bullshit. Yeah.
Dakota remembers when I had the gun.
Oh, God. Allegedly.
Allegedly. We're big on the allegedlys over here.
Yeah. Dakota allegedly remembers when I had the gun. And I'm not...
That was one of those... alleged situations.
You remember the gun. Yeah. Yeah. Ron remembers the gun. But that's one of those situations.
Allegedly, I drove home because I was the least drunk.
Yeah, I'm not supposed...
Allegedly, I've been in your shoes.
I'm not supposed to drink that stuff ever again.
What was it?
Per whose rules?
The gun.
Per my own. The gun. To keep myself from being that fucking stupid.
Or wild? They what, do call you wild.
What?
You,
what? You threw up on my couch one time and now you gotta swear off of something? Fucking pussy.
Dude.
I'll never forget that. I was getting ready to go to bed. He's laying on the couch all fucking sleep. Ready to sleep shit, and I was like, you good, man?
Dude,
yeah. Sits straight up, puts his mouth to something, like, fuck. All right, I'll get the trash can, hold on.
So, my buddy...
That was one of three times I've ever puked while drunk. One of three.
Have I been there all three times?
No.
He's doing the math.
Claire was there for the last time.
Yeah, that was when I took you outside, but it was, I had went home.
You were actually there for the first time. That yeah. time was the first time I ever puked while drunk.
Second time was over there.
Yeah. And I think you had gone home. And yeah. Nate was there. The last time I puked while drunk,
what? Hey,
my girlfriend was
where,
there.
Where are you going?
He's pissing.
Oh, go out there. Go past the water cooler and on the right. All right,
good deal.
Yeah.
You're feeding me liquor.
I ain't feeding you shit, bud.
I don't know. I still think, like, top three drunkest I've been was with you in Michigan.
Oh, my God.
That was a disaster.
Oh, my God. That was a fucking disaster. I didn't puke.
I can't believe you guys went another hour and a half north after whatever, like 2 hours north after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got hammered and drove like an hour and a half to 2 hours north after that. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Ron allegedly drank a whole fifth of liquor in the hour drive from his home to the shop.
Allegedly also happened.
Allegedly also happened.
We're pieces of shit.
Yeah, we are. Oh, my God. But then even after we got there, continued drinking. And yeah. even after we left that bar.
I'll never forget the video I got the next. Never forget the video the next morning. It's you and Ron in fucking recliners with, like, blankets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, you slept on the couch.
No, you slept on the couch.
No, you did.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I slept on the couch. You slept on the recliner.
Yes. Yeah, I slept in the recliner. Ron was on the couch.
Yeah, because her brother came in the morning at one point. I'm like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah, who's this dude in the house I'm not supposed to be in right now?
That's the thing. After we got done drinking ridiculously hard at here, the bar, then we went back, and between three of us started and finished an entire quart of apple pie moonshine. After I'd had probably a fifth and a half worth of liquor, at least, plus shots of cherry bombs.
And I was still drinking beer while drinking that quart of moonshine.
Yeah.
You drink moonshine?
Yes, he does. Let me tell you. So
God, that was good shine. I don't know who the fuck made that, but that was good
that
shine.
Was it the banana pudding, if I remember right?
No, it
this
was apple pie.
Time. And because of that...
Oh, I was thinking when I was
no,
feeding
we're tell, we're telling a story before yeah. I actually even knew you.
Same. And because of and because of that, I can because of that night, anything like with cinnamon in it, cannot drink it.
Really?
I swear to God, like Fireball or anything, I just cannot do it.
Here we are backtracking. Me and Merker's mate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, like that's
such a
because of that night, like any cinnamon, alcohol, anything, just
such a bad night. Like it was, a fun night.
Yeah,
it was a fun night. It was. That was like as far as drinking and everything goes, such a bad night.
I can't believe either of us didn't puke for one.
Yeah. I can't believe either of us remember as much as we did for another. I can't believe we went where we did.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't realize where we were until, like, the next morning. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're up here.
Yeah, we were in Michigan. We were in Michigan. Like,
Jonesboro, right?
Yeah, Jonesboro, Michigan. We were above Ohio.
Yeah.
We were, I'm pretty sure Jonesboro is above Ohio.
Yeah, because here's the thing, like, a year after that or something, Brandon and I went to go get parts up that way, and we drive by and see the sign for Jonesboro, and I'm like, God, that looks familiar, where the fuck? And then it hit me, I'm like,
oh no!
That's where I remember it from.
Just, oh my God, like, gives me fucking, like, every time I think of Michigan, I think of that,
That was a year and 25 days ago.
That was a year and 20... Oh, my God.
The fact that he knows the days to the T is kind of sad. Because
it was the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
Beginning of January.
Right here. 25 days ago.
Happy late birthday.
Thanks, Moonshine.
I'm pretty sure I said happy birthday, yeah. But I don't recall now.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Suppose?
I suppose.
Fuck dinner. You know me. I go all night.
Moonshine, where can they find you?
Literally anywhere.
Your mom's house?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give them usernames, you dumb fuck.
So, TikTok, I'm pretty sure is Moon... Honestly, I think it's all Moonshine underscore Martin.
Yeah, I think so.
Moonshine underscore Martin.
What about Instagram?
Moonshine...
Same deal.
I know Instagram is Moonshine underscore Martin.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure about TikTok.
Ron?
Hi.
Where can they find you?
Where can
you?
The folks find you?
Oh! Ron MF Maple on everything.
And you guys questioned me for when I signed the fucking... can machine why I put MF. Here he is, Ron MF Maple.
Well, yeah, because that's Ron MF Maple. Yeah, you're not Moonshine MF Martin. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, every time I sign the Tatas, allegedly, that's what I put.
I wouldn't allegedly. I'd own that shit.
Yeah, no, I would own that.
I own that shit, signing
tits isn't incriminating.
I don't get to sign tits. I only get to sign foreheads, okay?
You know what I've signed? Nothing. Go fuck
dick.
Yourself.
So hold on, real fast. I will go through the things I have signed. So those who don't,
we were almost done.
Allegedly, almost done.
Moonshine talk. I'm pissing.
So
taking a quick piss rotation here.
Believe it or not, before I was known for Moonshine, just myself, I was known for a social media page called Wild Hoosiers. For those that do not know, it was kind of like Bearcat Snaps or Wild America, hence why I got the name Wild Hoosiers. You know, Titty Tuesday, Thong Thursday,
yeah.
All the wild shit you could see. Well, it was just Indiana-based. So I've signed a hat, a sweatshirt, a wallet, a phone. I've signed someone's forehead. I've signed someone's arm. I've signed more titties than you could probably imagine. I've signed ass. I've signed someone's foot.
Checks out.
Their toenails were painted.
At least it was a girl.
I've signed a dash. I've signed a mirror. I've signed a hood. I've signed a wheel. I think that's it. So, what, 11, 12 things, something like that? I've signed more shit than a lot of people have. And I'm a fucking nobody.
No. You got it all wrong, guy. I'm a nobody.
I'm really not. So, I hate this. This is one thing I hate about social media. It's like, so, my buddy Colin, I sold him my old set of manifolds and uppipes off my truck. And he texts me, he goes, man, I'm not gonna lie, I can't believe I'm buying parts off of you. And I'm like, why? He goes, like, you're Moonshine. I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking nobody. I'm like, I mean, people, don't get me wrong, people know me, but, like, I am not the most popular guy in the world.
I'm a nobody or a somebody, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And
exactly.
People are like it or they won't.
The whole sign and Teddy thing is, you know, that's been a thing for me since 2019. And, you know, everyone wants to know, you know, how do you fucking do it? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just bullshit my way there, I guess. The big thing is, so, like, go to a concert. I'm going to give everyone a fucking little leeway here. First of all, you have to carry a Milwaukee Sharpie. That's the first goal to signing titties. It has to be a Milwaukee Sharpie. It can't be a regular one. I have signed one pair of tits with a regular Sharpie, and you know what color it was? It was silver. Guess the other fucking part. UCC 21, I've had to pull out a silver Sharpie to sign one pair of tits.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, yeah, I know.
No, seriously, and you know what I do? And it's amazing. I've never had my ass beat. I will walk up to a girl walking with a guy and say, hey, are you a fucking man? And of course, they're drunk after a fucking concert. The fuck you mean? I said, if you're a man, sign her tits. And I promise you, 98% of the fucking time, they are not together. It's like a date. And the girl will always...
You can't stay at my house anymore.
The girl will say, well, I'm single, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if he won't do it, I'll do it.
And I can show you allegedly proof on my phone of how many times I have done this. It is stupid. I will say I am not the most attractive guy in the fucking world. Oh, believe it or... Shut up, Ron. And if my fat, ugly ass can do this, a lot of people can. But you know what? It takes balls to do it.
You guys remember that time I almost had a married chick get my tattooed, or get my signature tattooed on her ass?
Yep.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Anyway, they're divorced now, so.
Did she tattoo it?
No.
You should just get her to do it now.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
That's not an option, but.
Oh, well, you know.
Listen, there's a block button and an unblock button for a reason.
Yeah, but I can't control another person's unblock button.
Yeah. Show up at our house with a fucking radio over your head. It'll work.
Yeah, it's like a shot.
God damn it. Dakota, where can they find you?
Instagram, dhickok_5.9. TikTok is Hickok Diesel.
And you can find me anywhere you can search wildgoose_repair. But until next time.
Buh-bye. Bye.
Bye.
I told myself if this happened, I kind of thought this would happen tonight, and that I was going to be the last one. Fuck this guy.
I just said love you, bye.
Fuck both of you.
Bye.